former police chief Tom Krantz, and he is back on Hardline. Tom, welcome back to Hardline.
Thank you.
We're in full swing of the election season. November is when the election will be. How is the campaign as we speak? How's the campaign going?
It's going well. Going out, doing the door-to-door stuff, putting out some information, did a couple fundraisers, did very well. Just getting out there and talking to the people.
When you're talking to the folks in North Tonawanda, what are the top issues that they're looking to have addressed in City Hall?
Oh, the same stuff. A lot of it's potholes. They bring up that a lot. But the city has been addressing that issue with our DPW and stuff. The taxes, the water bills. So a lot of it is, financial strains, and the taxpayers.
When you decided that you were going to challenge Austin Tylock, what was the main thing for you? What were you, what did you see North Tonawanda facing that made you want to jump into this political game?
Well, want to jump in might not be the exact word. So when I retired, I had several people asking me if I would ever consider running for mayor. At the time, I kind of thought they were joking around. When Henry Tosic decided he was no longer going to run, I was approached, and after discussion with my family, decided, yeah, I'll do this. Basically, because I think I can deal with people. You can't always have people want it. You can't always have them agreeing with you. You have to have an opposing view sometimes, and you have to look at both sides of that. I feel I'm a better person for that. I can deal with people better. I've dealt with, as a chief of police and as a contract negotiator and things like that. I've dealt with, city officials, county officials, state officials on both sides. And I believe I can do that, it pretty well without letting personal feelings get involved. I think business is business. Personal is personal. I know I'm not always right. I don't think either side is always right or always wrong. And I think you have to look at it from both sides all the time. And you have to do a little bit of investigation. And you can't expect people to always agree with you.
No, that is true. Now, Tom, like I said, November is the election. Is there a debate? Would you welcome a debate with the mayor?
It's possible, depending on, the criteria and stuff that's set up. I don't know how he would feel about it, but yeah, it's been discussed. So I guess he and I would have to sit down and talk, terms and stuff. And we talk enough. We still have a relationship and stuff where I think if he and I sat down and said, okay, these are going to be the parameters, I think we could work something out.
Here in Amherst, we focus a lot on a lot of the failed projects, right? Or projects that happened, but nothing's, they built it and no one came, as in Station 12. When you look at North Tonawanda, do you see any potential for development projects that you think that the town should be more aggressive on, or ones that were done that weren't beneficial to North Tonawanda? Anything like that up in the city of North Tonawanda?
Well, I know there's some property in Tonawanda Island that is still being looked at for development. I don't know why exactly that stalled. I'm not that knowledgeable about it. Developing Tonawanda Island, I think, would be huge. I think it's beautiful over there, and I think there's a lot of untapped space. And I know they do have the one project going up on Bridge Street. That's a great start. You have a couple small businesses and stuff over there that would certainly, Smith Boys isn't small, Smith Boys big, but, the whole community could benefit from that. So, that's one area right there. We've been developing quite a bit of our residential areas and things like that, so I think you stay on track with those.
Your time with the police, was there anything within the police department that you think needs to be addressed from the mayor position, from city council?
No, not really. It runs pretty smooth over there. They've always been good with us. financing and stuff like that. Now, we know, I knew as the chief, I wasn't always getting what I wanted budgetary-wise and stuff like that, because you have to, you know, see it from the point of view from the city. We got to try and keep these taxes and stuff down a little bit. So they've been addressing things. I mean, as long as we keep getting our equipment in the training, police reform kind of, you know, created some, I don't want to say issues in regards to the police department, but financial issues with all the training and things like that. So I know that money still got to go in, because the state still wants to see all that training and de-escalation and, you know, all the different things that came about because of that. There's also monetary constraints when it comes to discovery and all that stuff, because that all takes time. So, I mean, but as far as running of the department, I think it runs, you know, everything runs pretty smoothly.
When you talk cutting taxes, is there something specific that you think could get cut to bring taxes down, to keep taxes down? You know, obviously here in Erie County, everywhere you look, it seems that taxes are going up. In North Tonawanda, is there places you would like to see cut to bring those taxes down? Or would you be in the business of just keeping taxes from going up like we see in other places of Western New York?
Well, I think you're always going to have small tax increases. You don't want to get crazy with it. Certainly, if you can keep, you know, if you could do a zero tax increase or reduce it, that would be awesome. However, until I get in there and really see, you know, I'm not privy to a lot of different things like that. And over the years, we have cut back quite a bit, you know, with shared services and stuff like that. We've, you know, made progress with shared services and things along those lines. So for me to answer that question right now off the top of my head without seeing facts and figures, things like that, I don't think I could do that.
Well, Tom, I got to say, you and Mayor Tylock, there should be a focus on this, because both of you, you're running campaigns. You obviously have a few differences of how you think the city should run. But both of you stayed away from personal attacks, pretty nice towards each other. As you said, you guys stay in contact. I wish we saw more of that, Tom. I really do.
So do I. You know, this is not personal in any way. And I know politics become personal, but that's not the way I operate. So, I mean, you're not really going to see it. If I see something that he's doing glaringly wrong, you know, I can speak to that. But you're not going to see me making personal attacks, or anybody on my behalf making personal attacks on Austin. I've known him for too long, for one thing. And just not going to happen.
Well, you guys deserve all the credit in the world for that. And Tom, stay out on the campaign trail. I'm sure we'll talk again before Election Day.
Okay, thank you very much.